chat
can
with
you
that.
Guys hear us?
One in chat.
Testing,
if we're
testing. That. One in chat if you can
microphone.
Hear us.
It's kind of just sitting.
Wait, we're in the Rocket League section. We should probably be in.
Yeah, we should be in just chatting.
Just okay. Chatting.
Can you hear me? How's it? Can we get
this
an audio one out of one to
this
ten
is
on
not
the audio?
You for everyone.
1 to 10 on the audio. One to ten.
Can you hear that guy yelling over the speakerphone by chance?
Wow, we are so back.
BCJ, shimmy back here.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Bring me in.
Let me...
Shimmy back, there you go.
Bring me in.
I'm bringing you in.
Oh, there's a guy. I don't know if you can hear it. He just said Jesus Christ, though.
Did he?
He's shilling.
Yeah, he did. It's a street preacher.
He's shilling.
Drinking stream is on.
So, okay, first order of business. We discovered this. Can you guys see this on the screen? This is Cloud Original All Malt Classic. Now this we discovered this in the very first place we went to when we got to Seoul. Rizzo hadn't landed yet. It was just us.
Yeah, I didn't have
that. Yeah, you hadn't landed yet. So we had the Cloud. This is absolute fire.
We're
Rizzo, if you want one, there's one right there if you fancy it.
I'm fancying the soju.
We do have a lot of soju as well. But one in chat, if you've tried Cloud beer, Ben Hart says Cloud is insanely good. It is so good. It's really good. Cloud beer.
Figure, might as well intro this too. By the way, we have about an hour until curfew hits.
Yeah, we have a curfew on the rooftop.
Just as a heads up.
Yeah, just as a heads up.
So welcome to Trotcast episode number 75. This is our drinking stream. This is our live.
Oh, is this an official episode?
Well, I think it's going
I guess,
up.
Why not?
It's a goal, so it has to go on the YouTube.
Oh, it's going public, yeah, for sure.
I figured.
Why not?
So we got the live drinking stream going, obviously, if you couldn't tell. We've hit our Patreon goal, patreon.com/shotcast. Some guy actually in the comment section of last one asked for less Patreon ads, so I will keep that to a minimum for you.
Less Patreon ads? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like we've got to talk about the Patreon. We have to.
Wait, it's not letting
me. We do. That is the whole reason we're here. But at the same time, welcome everybody to the episode. We got actually some stuff did happen within Rockley, like within our last episode, like in 24 hours. There's been a couple things. Mm-hmm. Which we will get into a little bit.
It won't let me post your link.
That's really weird. Oh well, I'm sure people will figure it out.
But we also got
maybe
soju.
Maybe just like make a fake link.
This is a grapefruit. What is this one? Lemon.
We got a bunch of flavors. I've never tried the lemon one before. And you see that one in the middle? That seems to be the most popular one with the locals at the moment in like Korean barbecue spots.
This one is orange. This one is grape, I think. Yeah. I guess I could have just looked at the screen.
I mean, we're just chilling.
We're vibing.
We haven't done our Korean candy tier list, by the way, yet.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
So no,
we got to rip that tomorrow,
I think. Some Korean chippies, some crisps, some, I don't know what you guys call them. We call
I'm actually going to ask for everybody to not chew those into the microphone.
So actually, Rizzo, I don't know
if one crunch is all you
let
get.
Me know what this sounds like. Can I get a rating out of 10? How this sounds on the ASMR?
With 10 being good.
Go. 10 being really good. There we go.
I don't even think it picked up, to be honest. These mics are great.
I didn't pick up? Oh.
Yeah, a couple things. I don't know if we can do the candy stream tomorrow because we're busy in the afternoon.
Oh, are we?
Do we want to tell people
truly
what we're doing?
We are.
But actually, one more notice. I know somebody said stop plugging the Patreon, but we do have to say one thing, and that's that we're up to 640 patrons right now.
Wow.
We're 10 away from dropping the baseball vlog. Well, actually, we can't drop it immediately. It's not edited yet.
Yeah.
It's recorded. 10 more and it's a baseball vlog, and then another 50 on top of that, and it's actually, I believe, the entire trip vlog, which we are in the process of doing.
Yeah,
like we have
been recording along the
recording
way.
Recording a lot. But yeah, that's where it's at right now. You guys are awesome.
They
thanks for all subscribing.
No, that's crazy. That's actually
crazy.
A great mic.
And do you guys want me to hear me eat?
I can make the mic more sensitive.
Chew your mouth open, it might help. Oh. Yeah, what are we doing tomorrow? That means we're going to be quite busy.
So somehow,
this is absurd, by the way.
Somehow, some way. You know, we looked up this beforehand, before we even left for the trip, like a month before, and we were like, oh, we want to go to a League of Legends event, but we couldn't find anything, and somehow, some way, we missed
it. I don't want to throw any on of us. I feel like Johnny looked at Liquipedia.
I do remember that.
And said,
no, somebody,
it's on the week before.
Somebody verified it, though. I think one of you verified it. I think you did.
Because I also looked at Liquipedia.
Because we looked
I followed
at it,
the Johnny vouch.
We looked at the date in the top right, and it definitely said, like, the end date was last weekend. But that was wrong. It's actually this weekend. And if it wasn't
did they move it? We don't know.
No, maybe they moved it. But somebody... Wait, I've got to go find who commented on the YouTube video.
Regardless.
Shout out that guy.
And they didn't even say, you guys should go. I think they just said, an LCK event will cost the plane ticket to get into. Or like the grand finals this weekend.
Let me find out who it was. So it's going to be in
here. And I was like,
here.
What? There's... there is not LCK on this weekend. And we didn't even just check because I think we just expected there not to be. We hadn't heard about it.
I mean, we were pretty down about it. But funnily enough, I think we would not have checked StarCraft II's event schedule. We were so busy like while we were planning this trip that had we not, if we thought LCK was on, that would have probably checked the esports box.
Oh, yeah, we would have 1,000,000% gone.
Yeah, we would have 1,000,000% gone, and that would have been like, right, we've gone to an esports event in Korea, cool. Yeah. But because we thought it wasn't on, we went to the StarCraft 2 event, which was really sick. Well, I thought it was sick. And then we talked about that on the first Korea podcast, and it was useless. 9715 said League of Legends in Korea's charisma popular sport. And then he went on to say, LCK Finals is this weekend, so you would pay plane ticket prices to go. And that's, we noticed that's this at breakfast today, and we were like, huh?
Yeah, I didn't even think LCK we spoke about it. Like, I saw it and you saw it separately, and I looked at it straight away. I was like, wait, there's LCK Finals on? And then we're all like, wait, there's LCK Finals on?
Yeah.
And then, let me know the audio. Sometimes we get a weird echo. Johnny's mic goes,
I'll be quiet.
Stuffy. Let me know if my audio. One in chat if it's all good. I know.
CJ's double. It's probably because you're talking towards Johnny.
Okay, maybe I keep going. Maybe am I good? Can I tell a story? One in chat if my mic is okay. CJ, for once, you're the problem.
Down, I was going to say, you absolutely scuffed the clipping. Your mic was pointing down, so that might be why.
All right, I see a couple ones. I'll say, it's CJ, you're the problem. You might have to just give it a break. Give it a minute to cool down.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we were at breakfast, and we looked up, and we found out, lo and behold, yes, LCK Finals is on tomorrow. It's literally tomorrow. We started scrambling, messaging everyone that we know who has any tie at all to LCK. We messaged Genji Arnold. Shout out Genji Arnold, by the way. He was an absolute gem. Gave us some sick recs for Korea while we're here. And CJ, you remember, who did you remember?
Yeah, so I'm mates with a man known as Sangi, who was the founder of Chiefs Esports Club back in the day. Am I good now? I'm holding this because I haven't clipped it to myself, but one in chat. Are we okay?
One in chat. CJ is good. I'm leaning away.
I've done it again. I'm not good.
Stop it.
I'm not good.
Oh, no. Okay, anyway, CJ's friends with Sangi.
I'll turn one off and on.
Yeah, turn it off and on. He hits up Sangi.
Just talking to Johnny's mic.
Wait, I'll turn this off. Tell me if the echo goes away. We'll see.
Yeah, so he messages this this guy that he knows from back in the Chiefs esports days when Chiefs first joined the Rocket League scene. He now works for Riot, I believe.
Oh, good, I turned it off.
He works for Riot.
It's just me stopping it up.
Yep,
you
good.
You're good.
Wait, it might be good. You could take over.
No, I turned it off.
Turned it off. Oh.
We just pass the mic.
Let's
just pass this one. It'll be easier.
Let's just pass the mic. Because we chalked it up.
We can't really switch seating with each other on this one.
Yeah, so are we good? Can we get a one in chat? Are we all good? Is it? I guess it's better with...
the longest story
as long as you don't put it too close.
Sorry, we'll keep it going. So anyway, I'll hit up my man, Sangi. As you said, he founded Chiefs Esports Club. He then sold Chiefs, sort of with a merger sort of deal. But I kept in touch with him, did a few things, met him. He's an absolute superstar. And now he works for Riot. He's the APAC brand manager for Riot. And I said, this isn't really... it technically is APAC, but not LC. It's kind of different in league. Hit him up, said, is there any chance, like we've just realized the finals were on, this is crazy, any chance we can get some tickets? And he just responds instantly, yeah, how many you need?
it was that easy.
I was like, wait, what? And I said, we do need six. And he goes, oh, shit, six? Okay, well, maybe I can't get you six. I think you thought maybe two or three or something. And, I said, we'll see what you can do. If we can get like four, that'd be great. And basically he knows the LCK guys at Riot, messaged the Riot boys, and instantly got a response. And then, got a message back like 20 minutes later. And he said, yep, we've got you guys influencer passes to four influencer tickets to the LCK. So we got like VIP tickets to the LCK grand finals tomorrow within 20 minutes. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then basically hit me up. Got in touch with the LCK Riot guy who basically said, anything this guy says, I'll try and get done. So he was super down. And then Frank also said, why don't you just, you might try and get six as well. And so I messaged this guy and said, is there any chance we get six? Because obviously all three of us here and our partners, right now we've got four tickets. We'd love six.
Athena plays League.
Plays League, so yeah, she's in.
Mine and CJ's girlfriends do not play League.
No, they don't.
Nor do they know what League really is. looking at
she's,
yeah,
she's covered chicken around. Yeah, Brielle's watch me watch it. But we basically said, like, you know, you don't want to bite off more than you could chew, yeah, because we've already got four.
You've got to take the dub.
We've got four VIP tickets to a sold out $15,000 stadium event, LCK Grand Finals. And I said, is there any chance we could get two more? And he said, he actually said, just message me tonight and we'll see if we can get a couple more for you. So, I mean, shout out Riot Games.
We should message. No, it is.
Yeah,
tonight.
We actually should message
it's
now.
Actually tonight.
Can we give tonight. A massive shout out to Riot Games? I mean, coming in clutch there. And Frank Sangi, you can see him on, give him a follow on Twitter, at Frank Lee, I believe is his Twitter. He's an absolute superstar. You should give him a follow. Give him a follow.
Yeah, so that.
He's absolutely coming clutch.
That starts tomorrow at
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Yeah, so 3 p.m. So that's actually going to be a big part of the day. So we'll probably just vlog that as well. I guess we might as well.
Yeah.
Did you tell them what Arnold said about how there's just they can't even get tickets for anyone?
Okay. So yeah, Genji Arnold, like I said, he CEO of Genji. He's Genji's big into Rocket League. They're in the final tomorrow, so I hit him up, said, you know, good luck to the team tomorrow. Any chance you could swindle us some tickets? Because we're idiots. We didn't even know that the LCK final was happening. And he goes, nah, we're having some issues. Having some issues getting ticks for the players' parents. Couldn't help us out. But he did give us like a bunch of restaurant recommendations, bar recommendations, which we were definitely going to check out. Well, I don't know. I don't think we could check out all of them. He gave us a lot. So yeah, shout out Arnold anyway. But when we let him know we're going to be there, he's like, how on earth did you bozos get tickets? Where did that come from? Like, that's a massive surprise. But yeah, it worked out. All right, so we've got, what do we got here?
This is anyway, okay.
Before we finish that, so now tomorrow, Faker just won. T1, T1 just won the semi final.
Okay. Yeah, we had to stop saying Faker won. We had to say T1 won.
So we have Gen G versus SK Telecom versus T1, grand final tomorrow. Chovy versus Faker.
Are they still SK?
Are they still SK? Are they just T1? Actually, they might just be T1. They used to be SK Telecom. I don't know. Anyway, T1 versus Gen G. Chovy versus Faker mid lane. I can't wait.
It's going to be insane.
I'd say I'm a fair weather league supporter. I know, and like I watch. We are definitely fair weather fans.
We are.
We're just showing up for the grand final. Look, I only watch Worlds every year. But same. I get involved. I play league. We play ARAM. I used to play a lot of ranked, but it's good fun.
Yeah, and actually, this very stream would not be happening if we didn't wander across the street to a PC Bang. We were looking for some extension cords so we could daisy chain up to the roof here. There's no power on the roof, but we've daisy chained like six extension cords to the roof. I think actually, unironically, five. Yeah, five extension cords. We went to the PC Bang across the street because we couldn't find any extension cords in the area because it's kind of difficult when you don't speak Korean and everything's in Korean. But yeah, we go to the PC Bang and we ask the girl. Everybody's playing League. This place is sick, but we might have to go across the street and do some vlogging because this place looks fire.
I don't mind.
Yeah, she just like got out her phone and told us where to go, and off we went. Sure enough, we've got some extension cords. So this stream would not be happening if it wasn't for PC Bangs, which probably wouldn't. Actually, they existed before League of Legends, but yeah, they're definitely playing some League in there.
Yeah, we know we're not supposed to daisy chain cables, but sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. And we're going to... Oh, what's going on?
CJ, bro.
Bro.
You not... lost the floor. How'd you lose it?
Oh, the floor is down. Can you get it?
Don't let that thing blow away.
Turn your mic back up.
Yeah.
But I also want to say, look, you say fair weather fans, which is true. I do only watch Worlds, but I have been playing League for like 10 years or something like that. Probably more, actually. It's like 2012 at least. Feels like. No, it's just my mic is on. Get stuffed.
No.
Hello? Oh, I'm back. I am so back. Yeah, we're all fair weather fans these days, but we were, you know, League fans years ago.
Keep talking. I want to see if it goes up.
No, let's do a test. It's a chalk cast. We can be chalk for a little bit. But yeah, no,
it does echo.
League used to be my main esport. Used to be my main thing. After StarCraft 2, I switched to League. Is it really echoing?
Yeah.
Yes. How do we know?
I can see it.
You can see it.
Okay, watch this. Turn it back on.
Hello. You guys can hear me.
Hello. But that's fine. That's always happened. Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah, it's fine.
There is no echo.
No, that's okay. It like
we're good.
My voice and your voice, we are getting picked up in each other's microphone, but
I'm
going to
directionally hold this here, so I think
it's at the same time,
okay.
So I think we're fine. I don't know why it starts echoing, but yeah, they are definitely both picking up the same
stuff. I will say, somebody in chat said, boys, where's the drink?
It's what I was about to say. Great call. We do have a great call. Shout out to Korea. Shout out. We've got some soju here. We've got a few flavors. Hey, can someone just spam echo as soon as an echo happens and we can fix it? Because we want it to be good for the VOD.
Is it a bad echo? Or is it like, you know, kind of just like,
I think it was a bad echo.
The boys have made an echo.
But I think we're directionally, I think we're all good now.
All right. All right. What's cheers in Korean? I only know the cheers in like other languages.
I feel
like
we should know that.
Yeah, what's cheers in Korean? Who knows?
But I only know Scottish.
Shout out. This one's English. For the patrons. Shout out to you guys. We hit the 600 goal. We got the drinking stream. And now we are so back. Here we go.
So back.
Which one is this?
Oh, this is lemon. We've all never tried this.
I've not tried that one. All right, let's see.
Lemon sodge. Here we go.
Let's see. Lemon sodge.
That is delicious.
Oh, that is bitter. Nice.
I don't think it is that bitter.
I like it. Well, mine was so bitter.
I don't mind it.
I mean, I like it, but that was bitter. Wow.
For anybody who doesn't know what soju is, by the way, it's basically just like a weaker vodka.
But it's kind of like wine percentage.
Yeah, it's like 13%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you just rip that bad boy.
Yeah, but the locals do not seem to like the flavored soju at all. Anytime I've gone to Korean barbecue in America, Europe, it's always flavored soju. But the locals are only drinking this one in the middle, like the zero sugar plain.
Yeah. Which isn't good.
No, I like it, actually. It's clean. I like it. It's very clean. It grew on me.
Johnny, you're number one on the ones later. What, has someone changed their name to Johnny Boy on the 1v? Trying to get your attention. They want to get on the... They want a show match.
Did somebody just get number one and name themselves me?
I think so.
I mean, obviously that gets my attention, but that I don't know who it is. If they got my name. I've not looked at the ones leaderboard since I got to Korea. Well, since I left for Korea.
Really? You're not just sitting there staring at the Rocket League ones leaderboard? Surprisingly, no. Okay, wait. We talked about...
is this soju or sake? That's tripped me out.
That's soju.
This is soju. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Some guy in chat said it's like sake, but they're quite...
What is sake?
They're quite different.
Sake is very different.
Sake is like a rice wine, I believe.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, sake
is actually
wine.
Vodka. Soju is like a diluted vodka. But regardless.
Is it John McDonald 17? Oh, for goodness sake.
That's hilarious.
Is it somebody like... Is it one of the invisible kids? Please don't tell me that some invisible kids changed their name to John McDonald on the leaderboard. Stop it.
Plum wine. I know that Riz and Athena really dig the peach rice wine.
It's a cheater.
It's a cheater. There you go.
Believe this.
I think we need to reload this, by the way.
No, you know what we got to do at some point?
Run it.
Wait. We've got...
Are we trying everything?
Oh, hold on. I just realized I was going to say we got to try a soju bomb because I don't think Rizzo's tried one.
No, we
bomb these glasses? Try put a glass inside here. We've got a cup.
Nah, surely.
And a glass. Oh, yeah, now that should work.
This thing's wide.
So, yeah, that'll work. Okay.
The square goes in there.
So get the cask.
Square hole.
Or we could bomb a Clyde.
Yeah, we can bomb a Clyde.
Oh, I don't know about the lemon, though. I kind of want the plain Jane, the plain Jane Sodge in the middle.
We can go crazy. Okay, are we
going
to
bomb a lemon?
I'll bomb a lemon.
Go for it, mate.
I'll bomb a lemon.
Can you pass me the plain Jane? Yeah, sugar-free plain Jane.
Chat, you guys know me. I'll bomb a lemon. All right?
Did you guys see Frosty's tweets by chance?
He added me, but I didn't get a chance to take a look at it. There was a lot of there's a lot of pictures. What's that about? Tell me.
Basically, the reason you were tagged is because the guy was pretending to be you.
Oh, is it the same guy?
In a very weird way, but he was talking about selling cheats and stuff.
Great, love that.
And all that, and then he was like,
"Hey, Wiz."
It was Kofor and Frosty. They're like, "Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing?" And the guy said, "Yeah, just finished casting a show match for my YouTube channel."
Yeah, that's really, really convincing. That's what I say all the time.
Yeah, his Discord. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly how I talk.
But his Discord name was just like 505 or something. But it's like, he's not even trying to pretend to be you. He just like lied. Like, just me when I lie. Just talking about, yeah, I just finished casting a show match real quick.
Yeah, that's exactly what I tell people.
Yeah. Johnny does cheat in a lot of other games, so
it
doesn't surprise me.
Okay,
are we bombing a lemon?
So, I'm bombing a plain Jane, just sugar-free soju, but you've got a lemon. Have you got another soju over there, Rizzo?
No, I don't.
What do you want? You want plain Jane or lemon?
The lemon.
Lemon in the beer. I don't mind it.
I don't mind
it. While we're bombing a lemon as well. So, how good is this? I mean, can we... Shout out to the patrons. Can I get a number six in chat if you are a patron out there? This is for you guys. You guys have been phenomenal. This has been already a success so far, the content trip.
It has.
I've
been
enjoying it.
We've got a lot of content.
We have vlogs ready to go to put out.
We're dropping them on...
Shout out to you guys.
Wait, did you say to spam six?
I said spam six if you're a patron.
I was like, that's a really odd number. But
yeah,
you
I wanted like something different because everyone spams once, you know.
I'm with it. I just missed that.
Exclamation mark Patreon in chat as well if you want to check that out. We've just been we've been smashing them out. It's been awesome.
Some casts in your glass. Oh, you've done it already.
I'm ready. I'm ready to bomb.
I got some casts in there.
If you guys don't know what a bomb is, I've got the lemon. Gonna...
Yeah, probably.
Mine's not even gonna work.
I'm bombing a lemon. What do you mean? How much? What?
Just be careful. Yeah, be careful not to overflow that.
Yeah, I'm not going too much beer. I'm going like a 50-50 mix, but I'm gonna bomb. 50-50 mix. Basically, oh wait, can you guys see that? I'm covering it.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping I have enough beer in here.
Just drop your
so
drop
you just
shot
drop the shot
in the like with the glass in the beer.
Drop the shot in the and we're just gonna bomb it. I'm bombing a lemon.
Oh wait, it didn't quite submerge. I'm gonna pour some more beer in
that's
there.
What, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mine won't submerge.
All I'm witnessing right now is my shot sitting above the beer and not just mixing
pour,
in.
Pour some more beer.
I was a little worried
side
there.
Pour some more beer in there. You go.
Hold on.
Naturally occurring. I mean, that's a safe bomb.
I now have
there we go
bombed a lemon.
I've done it.
I mean, to be fair, the shot glass is really tall, so it's difficult to get that in.
Hair guy asks, "What are your thoughts on Korean beer?" I'm a massive fan of Korean. I've never had
huge fan.
The only thing I've had in terms of, I guess, Asian beer is I've had Asahi, which is a Japanese beer that's very popular in Australia.
Cheers.
But this Korean beer, the Cloud and the Cass is very
and the
very
Terra,
good.
The Terra's pretty good.
And the Terra's okay.
Some people would just shot this. Is Rizzo? Is he going
for something
else? Look at him. He's an animal.
All right.
I feel inspired.
Are you? Holy, hang on. Well, I guess he wasn't drinking beer though. But
that's.
Oh my god, the lemon's terrible.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, it's just.
I actually didn't mind it.
Oh, it's like drinking lemon juice.
Ooh.
It just makes a beer fully lemon juice. It's terrible. I should have gone non-flavored.
That's what I told you, plain Jane. With the Cloud.
Oh, that is so bitter.
Really?
It is so
CJ,
bitter.
The entire country of Australia is watching you right now, ready to disown you. I cannot believe that.
I'm making sure I get it all, you know. I'm
I cannot
so
believe
bitter.
You're just going to let down your whole country.
No, I'm going to drink it. All right, that's what we do.
So then just a Tuesday morning for Rizzo.
That should be a goal.
How many Patreon members CJ
I'll
to do a
what,
shoey?
If we hit, what's our 800? 850, I'll do 10 shoeys.
He'll do 10 of them.
I'll tell you what. We found on the street outside just yesterday, we found sea. What is it called? Sea cucumber?
The sea penis?
The sea god.
Yeah. What's
so funny is about
it's alive
that thing.
Outside. And
yeah.
You can go in and be like, I want that one on my plate, and they're just going to cook it up and serve it to you. Actually, do you eat it? Like when
I don't know how
don't
you
they,
eat a sea
they
cucumber.
They do eat some of the, like... kind of half
it's just
a
big
alive,
slug.
Squiggly.
It's disgusting. It looks like it's
looks
out
like
of
a leech.
Stranger Things.
It looks like a leech. It does look like Stranger Things.
It is just a big...
So basically, what CJ's saying is that for
it's so
2,000 patrons,
well.
He will eat a sea cucumber. And Rizzo might be a 10K. He doesn't eat seafood.
Nah,
so that's tough.
If we hit 2K patrons, me and Rizzo are guzzling that thing. No,
I'd probably eat that shit raw.
Seriously, get going.
I mean,
get
see
involved.
The video is nasty. I might have to post that online. It is ridiculous.
Yeah. No, but actually,
I got shivers watching it.
I watch so many food videos, especially from the food guy. So people who watch my viewing parties actually know how much I watch. But he showed the sea penis before,
listen.
So they might know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. One thing. I know you mentioned somebody said stop plugging the patron, but for 750 patrons, we're dropping. Is that the food tour?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, now these guys are shocking. They will not eat anything. Well, actually, I made them. I forced them to eat Korean things, and it was good content.
I think it's fine.
It was good content.
Until someone says echo, I think it's just happening at the same time. I think we're all good.
If you guys want to see CJ and Rizzo almost throw up in the streaks, they had to eat chicken feet with the bones removed. We need more patrons.
So we are at
90
no, no,
more patrons.
I've had chicken feet before. It was actually, I didn't think it was that bad.
It was CJ.
I thought it was better than the other one I had because that one wasn't deboned. That one was
Oh,
weird.
Nah. Hey, so the one we ate was actually better.
Can I get a number? I'm just going random. Can I get a 4-inch out if you've ever tried chicken feet before? Because
with the bones removed.
The craziest thing for me is, one, it was terrible, and when you have to coat something that much in like sweet, like it was so
it was chilly, it was hot.
You know something is bad when you have to cover it that much in sort of sweet and sour sauce, but also. After that, we had some lovely cooked. We had some scallops.
Well,
like,
we just had the
cheese.
Rest of the chicken after that.
Yeah, but
we just had normal chicken.
No, yeah, but also we had some grilled scallops with cheese on top and like a sweet chili sauce. Delicious, like scallops, like beautiful. Rizzo has a nibble of it and said, "I'd prefer eating chicken feet." Like this guy is insane.
I said I prefer the chicken feet over the scallop.
He prefers eating a chicken foot. That is not a food.
I do not like seafood. I don't like seafood.
Guys,
like chicken foot.
The Korean food tour is ongoing. We did more. Actually, Rizzo, we did more today. Like
I figured you would. Yeah.
Rizzo went for a nap, so he'd be ready to go for the drinking stream right now. But yeah, we did more of the Korean food tour.
Okay, now tell me, did you try anything like chicken feet or mashed squid patty or
anything
like that?
Well, I forced CJ again to go for the... So for me, like Korean blood sausage, I actually like it.
There's no way you had it again.
Scottish people are insane.
There's no way you had it.
It's not just me.
No,
but
bought a whole thing.
No, Bella as well.
Yeah,
my girlfriend.
She's part Scottish at this point because she lives there.
She's lived there for a while. But no, she hated like black pudding. She hated haggis when she went to Scotland.
She went again.
Now she loves it.
And it was it's just sausage and you look at it and it just looks like... intestines. And,
I mean,
and Johnny's like,
it is intestines.
Delicious. Let me put some salt on that and let me eat more. And he's bought two lots of it.
It is intestines. So it's intestines
yes,
with
like
rice.
In a pint. Sounds splendid.
It's intestines, rice, crystal noodle. What are they called? Glass noodle. Sorry, not crystal. Glass noodle, salt, blood, and pig intestines. All wrapped in a nice sausage, you know.
Nah.
You're not going to like get us to be like, yes, Johnny, it's so good.
It's,
Thank you.
The one thing Brielle doesn't like it either. And the one thing I will concede that regular sausages does have a lot of shit. Like, it's not exactly the quality of meat.
It's
it probably
like
has
ground up,
regular.
Like, you know, pig feet.
Yeah, it's just ground up everything.
Well,
but
okay. Now, I'm not trying to chill the patrons
disgusting.
Too hard. I am. But, like, if you guys want to see both of these, if you want to see both of these guys try Korean blood sausage, which I bought so they could try it, we need 750
thank
patrons.
You. Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way.
This is
I ate, like, we polished the whole dish. We got, like, a whole...
I don't know about we, Johnny. I think it was you.
No, after... No, I mean today. Today, like, we got another one.
Yeah, I took a bite and I put it back, and then you're like, oh, this is bang on. This is classic.
Bella and I ate the whole thing. We bought, like, a tray. Yesterday, we got a tray. It was a mixture. There was a crab cake. There was there was crab stick, like, I think it was, like, an omelette. There was, like, a...
Yeah.
There was a little bit of the Korean blood sausage. I can't remember. Actually, there was just a legit sausage as well.
Yeah, it was a sausage.
So we got a combo, and then today we just got the Korean blood sausage, and we ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
CJ couldn't believe it.
They're insane.
Nah, what in chat if you like blood sausage?
Wait, while we're on the food topic, it's really good. And this is leaking a Patreon bonus episode we did. We talked about pizza toppings. And look, this is leaking another
another one.
No, this is ridiculous. Stop.
Three ones.
Anyway, I'm changing the topic of the blood sausage. We did a Patreon episode coming up. You guys will see if you subscribe to the Patreon. A pizza toppings tier list. I'm not going to go into
the tier list,
but I want to bring up one thing on the tier list. Actually, two things on the tier list because there were two things that really
divided us, the group.
Actually, no, one thing that divided the group and another thing that only I felt strongly about. Obviously, everyone talks about pineapple. We're going to ignore that because that's boring. Everyone always talks about pineapple on pizza.
It's like,
Caleb,
I'm so cool. I don't like pineapple on pizza.
But there's one thing that Johnny, that me and Rizzo put in so far down in F tier, it's not funny. And Johnny said, A tier? Is that what
he
said?
Johnny said A tier. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
For anchovies. A for anchovies.
Anchovies. He's put A tier on a pizza. Like an actual fish
sitting on
your pizza.
Yes.
And this guy was disgusted by lemon.
Nah.
Just now.
Nah. Like, I just said it. I liked it, but it was bitter.
That's criminal.
Bitter's not bad.
Dude.
Bitter's not bad.
Anchovies.
Fish. Yeah, exactly.
It's
F tier. He's talking about anchovies.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, but the lemon's bitter.
Nah. You heard me say bitter and you thought that's bad. I was just observing. I like bitter. Bitter's good. It was a lot. I had to, screw up my face because it was very bitter, but I enjoyed it.
Anchovies are actually goated. No, you're joking. There's only one person in chat saying that. Can we get
Can we get some ones in chat for anchovies on pizza and black olives as well?
Can we do like a mini, can I make like anchovies. a 30-second poll?
Wait, Riz is going to do a poll on this one.
I'm slash bowling.
Do it. I don't know, can you?
We are loading your activity.
Oh, wait, he's doing it.
Oh, there it is.
Are you a mod?
I'm not a mod.
Yeah. Every time I type anything in Rizzo chat, I just get banned, like by the Nightbot.
I'm just going to say anchovies.
Yes. I don't think I'm modding your channel, Johnny.
I'm just going to do a quick
one. Are you on a mod for mod?
But I've got a longer sub streak in your channel, though, so you've got to be careful here.
This guy's bartering a mod.
I don't think I'm modded in Johnny's channel.
I don't think Riz has ever even subbed my channel.
It's running. Can I get an anchovies, yes or no? And I swear, if anyone puts yes for anchovies, you are ridiculous.
Wait, where's
ridiculous.
It at? Anchovies? Nah, they're fire. Fire. They wanted to put anchovies F. A for anchovies.
So
you guys are.
Oh, you're getting owned.
And
here.
We had to put it. We had to settle in C tier for anchovies because Johnny put it that
low. I dragged them up to C.
Which doesn't even make sense.
Ridiculous. We did the whole like pizza tier list again on the Patreon, especially for that guy who said don't stop shilling the Patreon. Like actually, I feel like I've never talked about the Patreon so much, but as soon as I heard somebody doesn't want me to do that, I can't stop thinking about it.
The Patreon, so I'm gonna keep playing. Okay, so while that's going on, I've got another one. And this one, I think I stood alone on this one, and this one is going to be more divisive, or perhaps I'm probably in the minority, but we talked about the goated pizza topping. What is the creme de la crop? What is the one pizza topping that stands above all else? Now, Johnny and Rizzo both said pepperoni. Pepperoni is the one pizza topping.
Or just like a plain for me as well.
Basically pepperoni.
Plain is not a topping.
So pepperoni. Now, I disagree. Whilst I think pepperoni is fantastic. Mm. I think that I would rather have ham, and I mean prosciutto.
Not American. We had to clarify that because these guys were talking about ham on a pizza.
I think prosciutto. Oh, we got Edge. Prosciutto for me is stands above pepperoni on a pizza. I'd rather have that. That is number one. So what would you? Let's do another poll because anchovies clearly, Johnny. You only had 8 people that are your friends.
That's fine.
I want a poll because I want to see how many other people appreciate.
We're not
going to
be. We're not going to be. We're not going to be influenced. If you've spelled that right, I'm actually impressed. I don't think I could spell prosciutto like first try. It's tough.
Hello, Eris.
Oh no, you messed it up. Actually, never mind. I was too fast.
Are you
with the
sure?
Compliment. Well, initially you messed it up. Now you're right.
Yeah, I think I'm right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Get your votes in there if you guys are prosciutto. I think, like, because when I went to Italy, I realized how good prosciutto was.
Prosciutto is pretty good.
Yeah.
But the reason
prosciutto is also annoying to eat on pizza, though. I will say
some of it can be.
You try to take a bite and you get the whole slice, but it's so flavorsome.
It's really good. No, the flavor of prosciutto is definitely. Ham. I'd say like on the pepperoni level, but like the convenience is not. Like if you see a chunk of pepperoni on a pizza, you can just eat the whole chunk. But prosciutto, you take a bite and you're like, oh my goodness, this is across the whole pizza.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Sometimes you do get you lose out. Look, I think pepperoni wins because of just popularity. It's like pepperoni pizza, pepperoni. Do you know what I mean?
It's just convenient though.
It is convenient.
Prosciutto is like very stringy. Like I love prosciutto, but like on a pizza, I said. By the way, Riz and I believe we said A though. We didn't say S, but we said A.
Yeah, we need to get into the beers actually.
Come on.
Let's change up the flavors.
This is Dunzo.
Yeah, I've done
Dunzo,
that. I need another one.
Dunzo.
I'm going another cloud, I think. That was fantastic.
But actually, we did want to educate you guys as well, because I swear every time I go to a Rocket League event, and I feel like this has to extend to the, you know, Rocket League viewership a little bit as well. I'm drinking water because I'm 33 and I get made fun of by some pro player who just, you know, started drinking last year, and they're saying, wow, you're a lightweight for drinking water. So I wanted to, like, you know, teach chat responsible drinking, because it's kind of like a life hack to realize that drinking water does not sober you up at all.
I mean, so far I've done
half
a liter beer and 2 soju shots, but we're about to go the 3rd soju shot.
What
flavor is this?
This is the grape.
Grape. Okay.
This one bangs. I've had this one before.
This one bangs?
This is an old timer.
Have you had grape?
I think, yeah.
Yeah,
not in Korea though.
I think we've all had it at a
we've all had it in
barbecue
like LA.
Like LA or something. Yeah.
Rocket League, Chris, I see you appreciate it. Shout out the Patreon. Let's get into it.
Oh, that's clean.
That is clean. Really good. I'm going to pour one for Brielle over that.
Some would say dangerous.
It's dangerous.
What have we not used yet? Is it these ones?
I think I used.
Is that yours?
Oh, yeah, this one has water in it.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. You distracted me with the show. I wanted to teach chat that actually, it doesn't matter how, like, you know, buzzed you are, how happy you are about your level of drunkenness, you can drink water and it will not affect that. It does not reduce your level of, like, drunkenness. It does not make you more sober.
Come
All it does
You're not on camera.
Is make tomorrow better because, like, it hydrates you. And hydration is good. So, drink water.
Drink water. All right.
Drink water.
That is really good. Has anyone else had grape? This is peak content in internet history. It tastes like I'm having like a Hubba Bubba or something. It's
what?
Really nice.
Wait, Hubba Bubba.
It's really nice.
I mean, it's like
really
sweet
good
banana.
That's right. There we go.
Hubba Bubba.
Brielle absolutely loves it.
Brielle wants more.
Teach me how to drink like a real Tasmanian. Are you Come. Also Tasmanian? That is really good.
Brielle, just take the bottle. It's here if
reload,
you need it.
Reload.
It's here if you need
it. Can we reload as well? That was really good.
Let's get another.
Or should we? No, I don't think we should waste it. Great. Let's go. Let's keep moving.
Should we go another? Another?
I think we keep moving.
Okay, I'll say, I do think
we've
this
got four different flavors, don't we?
Yeah, and then
she's
got we've got the plain Jane, which I actually really like. I like the plain Jane.
I think grape might be my. I feel like there was something else that was just as good. Dandenong, same shit. I love that.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, like soju, it's just fun because it's 13% alcohol. It's like a three of them is one shot.
But the
of
flavored
liquor.
Ones are like you. It like doesn't even taste like alcohol. Like it's so dangerous.
Not at all.
Except yeah.
Like three of these would be like the same amount of alcohol as one shot of, you know, vodka. Whatever else you want to shot, that's 40%. It's the same amount of alcohol.
Is Athena streaming?
Like
there could be a girl site. Imagine if they do it. There's like a girls' chalk.
Start their podcast.
Look, the girls who get it.
The wags.
Again, sub to the Patreon. We do. Again, I'm just leaking some episodes coming in the future. But we do another fantastic. One of my favorites is "Am I the Asshole?"
Oh,
Reddit
those are
episodes.
So.
Oh, they're
those
so
are the
best. How many of those do we have now? Like three.
I think that was our third. We gotta pull the Patreon Discord and see if they love it enough that we just do them.
I think every month. But yeah, we did another Am I the Arsehole episode. We had the girls involved as well on that. The wags involved. So we had their input on it.
We've got to have wags soon, like next year for this guy. It's not just G's anymore.
Yeah.
It's wags.
What is wags?
Wives and girlfriends.
It's not.
I've never heard that in my life.
What?
Wags.
A wag.
A wag.
It's like
a wag is like a. Athena is witnessing the setup.
Shut up. Athena's walked in. Wait, come around.
Get around.
Come
here.
Around.
Get
Athena.
Around here. Jump on it. Get hand your mic
come,
over.
Hilarious.
You can only see around there.
All the way around. And then you've got to come through the plants.
Wags is like a sporting term of like a, you know,
RZA didn't know what wags were.
Dylan. We've talked about this.
We've talked
You've
about
never,
this.
Never
We've
talked about this.
We 100%
it's like saying,
about this.
It's like saying hacks. Or hackus. You ever heard of hackus?
We just had...
Wait, hold on. Wags. We're talking about wives and girlfriends, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just like, we definitely have talked about this.
Yeah.
Never.
I
don't think actually.
We're obviously... 100%. Yeah, we're hitting... we're getting out after this, so...
They want like, chalked wags podcast, actually, the chat.
Oh, yeah, we'd run it. We'd absolutely run it.
You would.
Yeah. No,
100%. The girls podcast. Maybe. What's that? Is that good or not? Oh, really?
Oh.
Wait, what'd you get?
I got some random...
Brielle just, like, nicked the pink beer.
I got some
Is it, like,
drink.
Peachy or something? Oh, love it.
It's really... Okay. I found, honestly, Korea, I don't know if I've talked about it enough, but this is a fantastic country. I mean, this is
seriously the best place I think I've ever traveled to. Can we talk about, wait, you want a,
listen,
you
isn't
want
it
a great
good?
Show?
Isn't it great?
Listen, can I say this?
This one's mine.
Like, wait.
I had no previous, I'd known real knowledge of what to expect.
Oh, it's actually orange.
Adjust my shorts. What do you want with my shorts? Do I have a camel toe? Like, what do you want from me? listen, listen. Lads. You can stare at me shorts if you want. Now, listen. Anyway, back to Korea. What flavor is this? Hang on, let me do
orange.
Orange. Ooh, don't mind it.
Mine has a hint of beer as well.
Again, fantastic. Anyway, back to Korea. I had no sort of expectations going in.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us, apart, you guys have been here before, so you guys.
We came here last summer. Yeah.
But we were kind of like, we're going to Korea. I think it's going to be pretty fun. Like, you know, I've heard probably more about Japan, you know, going to Tokyo, a few friends and stuff. I hadn't really heard much about Korea, but so far we've been here how many days?
This is
day three. This is three and a half.
If you don't count the landing day.
The first day could be a half. I'll tell you what,
I've been to a lot of countries. This is my favorite, like, place.
It's
hands down.
It was honestly
my favorite place. When Athena and I came last summer, we're like, we have to go back. Like, yeah. we were immediately here still, we were looking at how much it could possibly cost to come back.
Oh, no, you guys have no idea how happy Rizzo was when we discovered that it wasn't. Actually, it was one of the cheaper options.
But when Rizzo said Korea, I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind, like, going to Mexico. I was like, going to Cancun.
No, this is the place to be.
No, seriously, for those that haven't been, I could not recommend it highly enough. The people
it's
here
so much
are
fun.
Awesome.
People here are so nice.
We haven't even been here that long, but it's been so good. I mean, just the culture and just everything. I've been all over Europe and been to America and stuff, but this is fantastic. So I cannot recommend
it. Well, another thing I can tell you.
Cheap. Everything's cheap.
It's very cheap. Being from Europe, I've been to a lot of Europe, and whenever I go somewhere and I tell my friends in, you know, Scotland, oh yeah, we're going to, you know, Portugal, Spain, France, Germany, wherever in Europe, Netherlands, they're like, oh yeah, cool. We'll hear about it when you're back. You know, that's like usually the vibe. But here, everybody's so interested. They're like,
yeah,
what have you done today? Like, have you got any videos? Got any photos? Or asking my girlfriend, like, have you done anything interesting? They're catching up with everything that you do. I don't know. It's just such an interesting.
Did you guys buy the soju? Because I didn't end up buying.
Well,
this.
I wanted to. I can tell you how much cost of stuff.
Yeah, because you were like, how cheap is stuff?
Well, I just ducked down to the 7-Eleven.
I don't remember, but it was cheap though.
I just ducked down to 7-Eleven. I got six beers, and I think I got seven drinks down at the 7-Eleven, and I paid, I guess US dollars. I paid $13. So, it's. Yeah, for no, I think
it's
six drinks.
It's
I got
absurd.
Seven drinks.
It's
I got
absurd.
Three clouds, two Cass, and that drink there that's was
honestly,
$13. I mean,
that
fuck,
doesn't
what
sound,
is happening?
No, bro,
that doesn't sound that cheap, I'm
going
to be honest.
At the baseball. No, that's so cheap.
No,
that's for
drinks
for individual
drinks.
Because like a six-pack in the U.S. I feel like would cost
oh,
like...
Oh, no, but that wasn't a six-pack. They were individual.
Yeah, they're individual.
Okay, that's...
You're not getting the combo.
Yeah, they're
all individual things.
Because like a six-pack would be like...
We also
bucks,
like yeah, we yeah, went yeah. to Korean barbecue, eight people. That was what
it was like $30 each. In America, it's like $100 plus
$240
each.
For context. We spent
it's a fraction of the price.
I think we spent like we went to Korean barbecue in LA. That was like $1,500
each, and we ate less.
Yeah, and
no, not each
$1,500 total.
Oh, sorry. So I thought you said one, my brain heard 150. No, it was like
it could be like 150.
It was like 150 each, or like 100, 150.
Yeah.
Because you got to tip, like that's the other thing.
And you have to
if
tip.
If you come to Korea, do not tip.
Oh,
tipping is
they don't even turn the tablet and say it'll ask you a question.
No, they don't do that. Disrespectful.
Tipping
apparently.
In Korea is rude because they expect the service to be so immaculate for the price advertised that if you tip, it's actually disrespectful. So you should not tip if you come here. Do not. Because they will look, they'll be offended. They'll try and give you the money back, and it's not they're playing games. They actually don't want it. They're like, no, don't tip me. That's the price. That's what
I mean.
I want.
So far, everything is so cheap. But I think it's all, I guess, relative because we have spoken to some locals here that do say it's the same as I guess everywhere else in the world. Like inflation, cost of living has gone up as well over here. So it is relative. But if you move to Korea on an American salary,
you will
make bank. You are not spending anything. you are
insta millionaire.
So yeah, it's been fantastic.
Well,
the
currency conversion is like 1,300 won is a dollar, like a US dollar.
Mm.
So, you can get like snacks and stuff for like under 1,300 won.
We reloaded.
So, like you can get, like
dollar.
We looked at a cookie the other day. It was pretty big. It's like decently sized. Like just an individual pack cookie. It was like 80 cents, 80 US.
Rizzo. What's go that? The grapefruits. Is it grapefruit?
Yeah,
whatever.
From a UK, UK people, it's like 1,700 won is £1. So I'm having a good time here. Divided by anything we buy, divided by 1,700.
Yeah. I'm massively against tipping. And I'm not, I don't mean like, I thought, listen, no, let me,
Let me preface that. What happened? Sorry, I just laughed at this message. Just told my landlord about Korean tipping culture and he just collapsed to his knees. All right,
let me I might get in trouble with this. I was going to say, I'm massively against tipping. And I fully understand that these people, like the wait, like, you know, at food places.
No, like, America is like, money, America has, but, like, fashioned it, but, into, they've turned us into the bad guy if we don't tip. Like, the problem with America's ridiculous. What are you doing?
The problem with the problem for me is, like, I fully understand that the waiters and stuff in America are not paid enough, but it shouldn't be the customer's
fault
to have to pay the people. Like, that's insane to me.
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, stop. I don't know. Just pay people, in America, minimum wage.
You can go to a self-serve checkout in America, and the person standing there, they're asking for a tip.
The machine asks for a tip.
The machine asks for a tip at a, like, self-serve, like, a checkout. It's like going to the supermarket self-serve. They're like, can you please tip? Like, what do you want? Who am I tipping? There's a robot in front of me.
Genuinely, it's insane. Like, I went to, like, a pharmacy to buy a bottle of water. It was in Fort Worth. And some woman stood behind the self-service checkout, and then she asked if I was going to tip her. I said no, and she looked annoyed. I'm like, how are you annoyed? You're not doing anything.
Like, evil camera, exactly. Waitresses make $2 an hour. Exactly, but that's not the customer's problem.
Like, no, How is that allowed to happen? Allowed waitresses to be paid $2 an hour?
And the worst part is, you pay for food and then you pay all these taxes and, like, employee, like, I don't know what, like, other, like, cleaning fees.
Yeah, you're like,
and
oh yeah, this is cool. Then
okay,
you're like,
is that going to the employee? No,
you're like, oh yeah,
well,
that's not too bad of a price. Tax, service charge, tip, and then, I don't know, some other bonus payment, because why not? It ends up being double.
But
now,
anyway,
you guys are doing
Korea,
it wrong. You come to Korea, tipping's offensive, and you're going to be happy.
It happened today.
As Larry.
We got some dumplings and stuff. It was like 27,000 won for, like, four of us for a lunch.
Which sounds insane when you say 27,000. Oh my God.
Which was about $20.
$20.
Like, it's 27,000. It's about $30 Australian. And I tried to give him 30,000 won, and he was like, please do this.
He started giving it back.
He kept giving it back. And I was
luckily,
like,
my
can you keep it? I was feeling good. I was like, keep the change. No, 3,000 won, $2.
Luckily, Bella knew that this is offensive.
And
Bella
was like,
take it back.
Yeah, so it's completely opposite in Korea. And it's just, everyone's so welcoming. And the only negative experience I've had is in the nail salon downstairs. When
I think you may have walked into a woman only nail salon.
I walked in and she chewed me out of the store.
No, two things. One,
get out! She didn't want to borrow me.
Well, actually, three things. One, you're not there to get your nails done.
That's
what are you doing? Get out.
That's
We're busy.
Yeah.
Get out.
She didn't even listen to me.
Two, it might be woman only. Three, you probably had your shoes on. It's like slippers only.
I did have my shoes on.
It's slippers only,
well.
Bro. You got to take your shoes off.
She, like, ran
the
at me.
You had your shoes on. Get out. What are you doing? Yeah. I'm with her.
Nah,
I'm on her side.
I'm on her side.
It's on me.
They're just trying to run a legitimate business where they don't allow tips.
But apart from that, the people are great. It's been phenomenal. And I could recommend it to everyone. I mean, the amount of people, especially... I mean, I think it's different in Australia because we don't really know much about Korea, I guess. But the amount of people that are like, oh, we're going to Korea. And they're like, what? Which one?
Which one? North is that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're just sick of one-way ticket, single. We don't need the return if we're going to North Korea.
Yeah. So far, it's been so good. Like, it's been awesome.
It's actually kind of mental if there was, like, a legal road to drive on. It's just a three-hour drive to Pyongyang. Like, all right, let's go see Kim. See how he's doing.
Yeah, get him.
We should get him on podcast.
All right, if we hit 1,000 subs, we will go.
If we hit 1,000 Patreon,
we will go to the DMZ and say, "Can we get Kimmy on our podcast?" Okay.
Have you ever seen the interview? No.
Yeah, I've seen the interview.
It's just the most insane movie I've ever seen. It's the most insane movie.
But yeah, again, shout out to the patrons. I want to keep plugging the patrons. I love when people say,
"Cheers, cheers to the patrons."
Play Rock Elite.
Cheers to the patrons. Nah, man. We try one of each. Four. All right, I think I said do another one.
Well, no, this She's is five, animal. I think, because we had
five.
A bomb.
We had two
as well.
Of lemon.
Oh,
we had a bomb.
It's five.
I had a lemon bomb.
It's five.
And I had a beer.
Oh, what was that? Ooh. What was that?
That's
was
really
that,
good.
Was that a grapefruit?
You're going to have another grape, though, if you want to sell
I'm good. I'm coasting.
What was that? That was nice as well.
Was that grapefruit?
Try that one.
I think the orange is the best one. Orange is
one good. Oh, is it good? Yeah, I think that's the best one on I'm annoyed orange. If you have some.
Grape number two.
Orange is so good.
Yeah, orange is number one, grape number two, grapefruit, lemon. But lemon's not bad, they're all good.
Yeah, fill up that. The grape one was really good.
But like
that's
I said, the
two.
Best part about shot in soju is, what are we, five shots? And that's like the same as having 1.7 of a regular shot. It's like, it's very low alcohol, so it's fun.
Grape is so good. Is the thing that just drinking alone? Yeah, she's really sour.
We could just see your hands like coming into the frame, like grabbing alcohol and leaving.
I can explain. Okay, me and Brielle were off to the side and we were drinking together. I was not drinking by myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's by themselves up here. We're all together.
If you guys sub to the Patreon, we'll have a girls edition podcast.
We were talking about segments that we would do. And
what's the price?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so
what's the price?
I don't know what the price is. We were thinking
Bella's price is gonna be expensive. She's gonna be like, give me 10K patrons.
We were gonna do a tier list of like all your outfits that you wore at LANs, and so we rate them. And so it's like, you know, some fits you guys have worn are just kind of a little questionable. Well,
the suits.
Yeah, like the suits.
Oh, the suits.
Like the suits.
I'm keen.
Oh, did you hear that? Yes. Okay, Brielle just said that some of my suits are so bad.
Exactly.
Guys, can I get one in chat if you think I'm looking pretty clean at LANs? Okay. I think I look pretty clean most events. I think I look pretty sharp.
How many people have met you in events, when you
see me in my full G2 fit?
Yeah, I look pretty sharp. Yeah, there's a lot of ones. Unfortunately, Bri, you are outnumbered.
How many people have met you in person online and said you're the best dress caster?
Not many.
Can't relate.
When I wear the red suit, no, the echo's not back. Tell me the echo's not back.
Oh, no. We leaned in.
Tell me. Yeah, you guys leaned in. You guys
tell me the echo's not back a little bit. Lean back a little bit.
Off and on again.
Wow. I don't know if that picked up. She said
Are we back?
Wait, hold on. She said she hates the red suit.
Are we back? Can I get a one in chat? We're back.
Brielle said she hates the red suit.
Can we get a six in chat if you guys love the red suit from CJ?
Okay.
I don't mind it.
My lovely partner.
I don't mind it.
Is it still echoing? Still echoing?
Right. 60
Everybody's spamming six because they love the red suit.
My lovely partner hates the...
No, I'm with her. Who said that? Epic Prince Gaming. Ban. No, echo. We're all good. Yeah, I think it's chill.
Nah, I think I'm still echoing. Lean away.
Am I still... Hang on. Is it better now? Hello? Is it better now?
They're saying no echo and echo.
Wait,
it's very confusing.
I think... Wait, you're supposed to talk like this.
Like what? Is this better?
I don't know if it's like directional, but this would be the way if it is.
Point it at your...
If you do this, it would be like pointing up and down, I think.
Oh, is this better?
Yeah,
one,
this
is
might
it
be better.
Better? Is this one? Is it better? One if it's better.
Wait, like this? One.
Oh, okay, we're all good.
Now Johnny.
Okay, point it to
It's just because you guys keep talking into each other.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm the one facing this way. I'm not talking into people.
I mean,
that's
I have to turn this way. I just have no leg room the other way. Like,
it's all
I have
good.
To face CJ and Eric kind of like intertwined.
Yeah, we are.
A little bit.
I don't mind it.
Not for the first time.
I don't mind it. It does
get See, now Rizzo, it's because I turned that way.
Not for the last time either.
I think we're all good.
Regardless, I will say we have about 15 minutes until our curfew hits. I did have some.
When you say curfew, it just means that we can't be too loud. It's not like don't be on the roof.
Nah, we got to get out of here. We got to respect it.
The last thing I need is
we got to respect it.
Is a Korean fine?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean,
what are they going to fine us? A million won.
What are you going to do?
That would be a shit ton.
That's like $700.
$700.
We might be able to go a few minutes over. So we'll see what happens. But we do need to go get dinner at some point.
We do, yeah. We're going to go check out Itaewon. It's like a foreigner-friendly neighborhood. When I say foreigner, I mean not Korean.
Yeah, no, you're right. We haven't been drinking that. Look, we've had... How many shots?
We're just like, we've not been drinking that much. That's
I feel like
that's
we've
ridiculous.
Had a bit.
That's,
we've had five
we've
shots.
Been, I feel like, no, I feel like that's like, peer pressure.
We've been live for 45 minutes.
We've had five shots and
a whole
and
beer.
Not even a... It's not even a... Like, for me, this is nearly two beers because this is...
A can in Australia is $375 mil. This is a
that's like 500.
This is a 500. So we've had one of these.
We got one of these.
So two of these will be nearly three beers in Australia, like cans.
Yeah.
Can one.
Someone said, "When's the drinking stream?" By the way.
Is that a challenge?
But
wow, you guys are just a different level.
You say only five. How long have we been live? We've been live for 55 minutes.
Yeah,
we've had five shots in it.
Okay, but that's like
beer and a half
compared to regular liquor shots. That we've had 1.67 shots and a beer.
Yeah,
but that's still a lot.
Keep
for,
in
like,
mind,
that's
like,
a lot for an hour.
Like yeah, in an hour that's a lot. But
that's,
also
that's
three shots, and I'm blasted.
Oh, I forgot about
three
this.
Three shots, I'm donezo. So
I forgot about this, by the way. So I think it was Rocket League Chris you brought up. Rocket League Chris brought up. We need to talk about something, Johnny, and Rizzo loves this topic as well.
No. It might actually this one's actually fair.
We have to talk about this. We have to talk about the fact that, look, honestly, I didn't want to take any credit for it. Me and Johnny didn't want to take any credit for it, but now we're here on the Chalkcast. We've had a few beers. Me and Johnny solely changed the RLCS format for Worlds.
We did.
We solely changed
we
the
did.
Format. AFL Finals format is in the World Championship.
Rizzo hates this. He hates it. He's locked in.
No, I don't mind.
We have solely done it.
I'm glad
we wanted to take no credit. Now
we've
got a few beers. It was all us. It was all us. Look. I feel like
hearing in the streets when this got announced.
I saw
that.
I'll take credit for bringing it to the Rocket League community.
No,
Johnny,
you told me.
I told Johnny, but I have to give Johnny credit. He brought it to Saltmine, brought it to a tournament, and I think that really put it in the spotlight. Johnny put it in the spotlight.
We proved it works.
I was just old man yelling in a cloud about the AFL format for a long time, and Johnny was the only one that listened. He took it to his own tournament. And
that's
now,
right.
Without telling us, we had no idea this
we
was happening.
We had no idea.
We saw a post
they
saying
announced it.
They've changed the format. They've announced it. We had no input. We had hey, should
but
we do
good,
this?
That's good, because
now
we
know guys, please,
our viewers
please
and they're watching.
Yeah, please explain this for anybody who doesn't know.
Stop
please
watching.
Explain the format for anybody who doesn't know
about
it.
Oh, you
want to
know about format? Well,
I think, actually, I'm great. I'm really grateful this happened because this is the last time I should hear about it.
But also, it might show either A, they watch Saltmine. Unlikely. Nobody watched Saltmine. B.
We were a sponsor. Chalkcast sponsor Saltmine.
B, exactly. We got no patrons from it. I.e. no one watched. B. B. And maybe the more likely scenario is a Blast/Epic/Psyonix watch the Chalkcast.
They
and
might.
They have heard us
they
talk
might.
About the AFL format every single episode.
If there's
I will,
a montage
few,
of every moment we talk.
I will say that is confirmed. I do know they watch on occasion. I don't know if they watch every episode. I doubt it, but
they
do
have
watch
watched.
On occasion.
If they're
watching the Just Chatting episode, that could be bad news.
And
for us,
well, honestly,
it could be fine.
It could be. If they're patrons, we're in trouble. But if they're not, we're all good. But clearly, they do watch. We have no. We don't know if it was. You know, it could have been Gibbs. You know, Gibbs
yeah,
is kind
of. Yeah, could have been Gibbo.
He's a secret. He's kind of like the old man in Squid Game. He's secretly running everything. Is Gibbs. It could have been him.
No, but Gibbs' main concern when I talked to him about it was a valid concern, and that is that the fifth seed in Swiss is a 3-1 team, as Rizzo loves to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, could be viewed as unfair. Why is the fifth seed, who went 3-1 in Swiss, going to the lower bracket, or basically last no second life part of AFL format, and the fourth and the third seed, who also went 3-1, are going to the uppers? But what I say to that is, well, they've got to play the top two teams who went undefeated, the third and fourth, that is. The fifth seed, they played literally the last seed in Swiss. So, that's got to be good.
You
a lot
still
of people,
get an advantage.
Like Falcons, who they in the last event, they had to play KC in the quarterfinals. They lose, they're out. If the format was AFL, they would have played Gen G, and I think they have a much better chance there. I think they would have won that, honestly.
Yeah.
Like Gen G might go game seven, but I think Falcons have a better chance against Gen G than KC, who they did beat. Once.
And I guess to sum up, to simplify it as simple as possible, this AFL format. By the way, we should get Gibbs on Chalkcast. That's a great call.
We
here,
should.
Guy.
No, we want to. We want to.
To sum it up as simple as possible for the AFL format, because when you look at it at some graphics, it looks confusing. The simplest possible way is
like
top four.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the top four seeds out of Swiss, you get a second chance. It's double top four,
double
elim. 5-8 is single elim.
Single.
Yeah. So it's that simple, you know. If you win in the top four,
top four, you get double for literally one series.
Yeah, and
if you lose that, you're in single. Like from the after the first series between the top four teams, one plays four, two plays three. After that, it is just a single elimination bracket.
Yeah,
that's it. And
the best part about that is you get the best of both worlds, right? You get the double elim, so you don't get this bad beat. The best team lost.
Yep.
In the quarterfinal, you know, if you're the top four seeds, you get a second chance. But once you get to the grand final, it's single elim. So you don't get this bracket reset, which I hate, is a bracket reset. Let's get the grand final, best team wins, go. So you get the advantage out of the way early. It is just the best possible format, top four, double elim, and then you get the elimination final off the bat. And then, I don't know if you just said that, I wasn't really listening, but you could get six teams Championship Sunday, which would give us more games.
Yeah, I didn't say
that. Tell us about that.
That's true, though. Yeah, because if... I've not seen the... I mean, have they announced the schedule? I would imagine the way they're going to do it, because now that there's two extra matches in the playoffs, they're probably going to do four on Saturday, five on Sunday, instead of four Saturday, three on Sunday. So we just got a couple of extra series on Sunday, a couple of extra teams on Sunday. We like that. I pour his.
That's rude to not pour your. It's rude to pour
No, actually, okay, we should teach that.
It's just a fantastic format.
Great format. With
Soju.
With Soju.
Here's a Johnny alcohol lesson.
You're not allowed to pour your own. And also, this is a little bit toxic, a little bit, like, you know, overpowered. If anyone has an empty glass.
Do we drop frames?
Oh, it's freezing. Hold on.
Oh, little frame pause, drop. Pause. Hold on. Let it pause. Cook. Let
Are
it
we
cook.
Back?
Wait, let me turn my phone
on. Oh, we're back. We're back. It's back. One if we're back. This is important. Listen carefully.
Hold on.
Click that close.
Yeah, we had a little droppage. It seems okay. Give it a sec. Let it buffer.
Everybody the recording still good. That's the main thing. Oh, yeah, I see. We're dropping a couple of frames.
Yeah, but it's not dropping now.
I'm seeing some ones. I think we might be back. So if we're back.
We're so back.
Yeah, I'll pay attention to it. What I was trying to say as we wrap here is... We had a chance to, you know, go out to KBBQ with some of the StarCraft people, and they told us it is confirmed you're not allowed to pour your own soju. You have to pour.
That's rude. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pour someone else. I think it's supposed to be the older people pour for the younger, so that might have been illegal what you just done there. So
anyway, but I don't think we fully harped on how we made the format of this upcoming world. But let's wrap it up in that it's a fantastic moment, and it's another W for Blast.
It is another W.
Can we get some W blasts in chat?
Blast
because
on a
they
right
have
now.
Been so good.
Streak.
Look, they got handed a week out from the major.
Cheers to Blast.
Cheers to Blast.
Cheers to Blast.
They actually are popping off right now.
They're kind of popping off. They're on a streak.
I know. CJ absolutely packed this thing to the brim.
Okay, and this is why it's actually kind of a little bit.
Oh,
is it lemon, bro? I was going to say, this is why it's toxic. You made fun of me for not liking it.
Now look at you.
How the mighty have fallen.
You have to try the lemon one.
Okay, but listen.
The lemon one sucks.
Listen, just quietly.
Split that lemon there.
Just quietly. The second part of why Korean drinking culture might be a little bit toxic is because not only are you not allowed to pour your own soju, so everybody's pouring each other's drinks. You're not allowed to have an empty glass. So that if you did that, if you shot your glass
in
barbecue, somebody would pour another whole shot in there. So you just have to leave a full glass in front of you, otherwise like somebody will fill it. If you drink it, and then the problem with that is when you combine that with cheers and everybody, you know, shots their soju, now you have a spiral of
are you gonna drink it or are you gonna keep stalling, buddy?
No, I'm telling a story, but I will drink it. Yeah. But like that's the problem. So now, empty, shot, refill, empty, repeat. You guys can probably see where that would go. Anyway, we've got about 2 minutes till curfew. Cheers to Blast.
We can definitely get one more in there, but wait, if you just down it.
Okay, so there's actually another Rocket League topic I wrote down. A bunch of, I think this is on the subreddit, there was a list of a bunch of esports and how long their world championship lasts. So we actually talked about how we're going to LCK, which is just specifically the Korean finals.
We're going to LCK tomorrow.
The League of Legends World Championships is 41 days long.
How many?
I said 41 days long.
Is that including days off? Probably.
I think it does include day off. Days off. I think it's
talent
it,
day
it's,
rate
from
41
day
days.
One start to the actual end, to the actual final. But
yeah, we might
Valorant,
have to follow the LCK
Valorant is
21.
Tomorrow.
We might have to.
CS2 is 15. Rainbow Six is 13. And Rocket League is 6 days.
Well, it used to be, I guess, how many Rocket League used to be?
It was like 8, right?
It used to be, so wild card was 4.
Wait, so it is 41, it is 41 show days, or is it 41 days?
I would assume, surely the 41 show days kind of sounded insane. I would assume it's start to finish days.
You start to finish Rocket League used to be like 15.
Last 2 years, Rocket League was 11. Because it's like 4 wild card, 1 day off, 6 main event. So it's 11.
But it's not that anymore.
It was 15
now
for
it's
like,
6.
If you fly out. 11 show days.
Getting rid of... Look, again, I think let's all agree, chat, that if we could have had wild card, obviously we would have had wild card.
Yeah, we've got to bring wild card back. We've got to bring it back.
I think bringing it back is... But I think it's obviously... It's not like we should get rid of Wildcard because it wasn't good. I think everyone knew that it was fantastic. That is where I dominated this eSport, was in Wildcard. Optic Gaming got absolutely shat on in the Swiss stage of Wildcard. Just quietly, the Renegades, how good were they?
So
we need to bring that back. It's where the shit regions just ply their trade and get some dubs. But clearly, Blast hands were tied with that. You know, we talk about the budget cuts. There were budget cuts. The first thing that's going to go is probably wild card. You know, keep the format the same as the majors. But, it was good. It was fantastic for the eSport. Hopefully, it comes back next season.
Hope so.
And I've no, I guess, understanding this, but it really feels like we kind of... I don't say bottomed out, but it feels like we're on the uptrend. We're on the uptick.
Hey, they're on a streak. A positive streak. I'm happy with it.
Yeah. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, if you sub to the Patreon enough, we can, and we might be able to set up our own wildcard event. Make sure you get involved. Patreon.com.
We need a last chance qual. Last chance qual. Everybody pull up on
venue. Who would
like
that if we just had, you had an open land set up. You had world champs. You had 16 teams. And there was one wild card spot. If you just showed up, you get yourself to Worlds. We'll have an open land set up, and let's just get one team to qualify. There might be 200 teams there.
Imagine Turbo's cheeks pulling up to Worlds.
Yes,
Turbo's ready to fight for that final spot.
That'd be your record. Oh my days!
That'd be so good.
I would watch.
I would watch as well.
I would watch.
Let's get one more soju shot real quick before
we
wrap up.
Let's get one more. We've got to go. We've got a curfew.
I think we have to. I think that'll do the patrons justice, having about eight soju shots in an hour and two beers.
Not bad.
And I'll finish this.
We tried to be earlier. Well, we tried to be live a bit earlier, but like we had some
issues. Testing. Yeah, we had to do some, make sure the bit rate was fine and all that.
We've got to get a video of the daisy chain of cables. Don't try this at home. Don't try this at home.
There's not a curfew in Korea, full stop. There's a curfew on our apartment setup. Yeah, we apparently we'll get noise complaints before our
after
too
10.
Late.
Yeah,
so.
We don't want the Airbnb hosts to get noise complaints
because
of us. Because
we
want
to be back, to be honest.
We want to come back next
week.
We're so back.
Yeah, wait. Do we have... Okay, we've got grapefruit and orange. I'm voting orange.
Orange?
Orange.
Grapefruit was kind of nice, though.
Give me
orange.
Do we
have any more of that original grape? Or...
No, the girls polished that off. Oh, no, there is.
Can I have some of that?
There's grape.
Oh,
yeah,
the girls can have that. They'd love that. Actually, no, they should try some orange. Okay, never mind.
Come on, don't be... Yeah, on top of that, we do have to go get dinner. Like, we've not eaten dinner yet, which is probably a mistake. Always eat before you drink. Like, you know...
Pour me one, big boy.
That's culturally acceptable. But yeah, always eat before you drink. It, like, makes your, you know, tipsy stage last longer. That's what you want.
Can we get another drink stream but actually drink? I tell you what, I'm well on my way. I've had about 8 shots.
Hey, be careful what you wish for. So you're just going to be live at like 2 a.m. local in the living room having a good time.
I'll tell you what. Can I get it? Again, I love doing this, but can I get a one in chat if you enjoyed this stream? This has been a phenomenal. Yeah. This has been a great success. Me and Johnny went to a store and bought 16 power cords and daisy chained them to get it upstairs onto the roof
because there's
no power
outlets
up here. And
we only knew where to buy them because we went to a PC bank and said, sorry to ask, but do you have any idea where you can buy extension cables?
And
we already failed miserably
to find
them by ourselves. And they were like, they showed us like on their phone here, and they showed us what it looked like. We walked down the street, we're like, that's the one.
We are an enormous fire hazard up here. We have just, there are power cords on. Okay, we should say
it's fine, it's fine. No, it's fine. Like, the Korean government, don't worry about it. It's a very, very safe daisy chain. Nah. Very
this
safe.
Has been outrageous.
We double check, triple check that. It's not going to.
And I'll put my hand up. I'm drunk.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't had enough food today.
And anyway,
Well, let's have one more for the boys.
I'll put my head up and say that this is not.
For the patrons, huh?
I'll put my head up. I'm starting to see. Guilty. I'm seeing double.
Guilty as charged,
I'll put
huh?
my head up.
What is this orange?
This is orange. This is your favorite, actually. So, send her back.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, where'd my beer go? Is it?
Yeah, we've got to go. We're really sorry, chat. We have to go. Curfew. Good stream, though.
That was
I'll tell you what. We've done four so. We've done four soju bottles, couple of beers, and I am well on my way, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
can I just say,
yep,
that I love the Patriots. I love you guys. I love you guys so much. You guys are the reason we could get here, create content, and keep elevating the game. And I just love you guys.
Yep. And we'll be back tomorrow with a live app.
And we will do this again tomorrow night. We will not move this setup. And again, I love you guys. And if you guys sub to the Patreon, we can keep doing this. But if you don't, we can't keep doing this. Because I tell you what, I've not been paid once for this podcast. There are times I wake up at 7 a.m. and think, why the fuck am I doing this? I don't even like these guys. But I keep showing up in the hopes that one day this podcast will turn into something. But we need more subs. Because we don't have enough to make money. And I'm broke. I'm from OCE. So please, for the last time before we end the stream, patreon.com/chalkcast. Subscribe. Get involved. We'll make content. We'll make you happy. And finally, Rizzo will send me money. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I think CJ nailed it. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.
Good night, guys.